This is an All Ears English bonus episode, how to deal with five different English accents in the same room. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Sales are closing soon for the Native English Power Weekend. Listen today to find out when. Plus, get the skills you need to keep the conversation going if you don't understand someone's native English accent. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. We have been working so hard designing the coolest afternoon adventure for the Tokyo weekend. And I'm super excited. This is going to be so fun.
Oh my gosh. And we are on today to make a very important announcement to our listeners. We're going to talk about some really cool things today, like different native accents and how to understand them. But to make an important announcement today that sales are closing for the Native Power English weekend very soon. Jessica, when are they closing?
May 1st, you guys.
Yes.
May 1st, 11 p.m. Japan time.
Yes.
After that point, guys, you will not be able to sign up for this amazing Immersion Power Weekend.
Yes.
So make sure that you sign up before May 1st. That's the only way you're going to get your ticket and have this incredible experience that you will not be able to have in any other situation.
Exactly. Guys, if you have been kind of on the fence, you've been thinking about joining but not quite taking the leap, then go right now to allearsenglish.com/Japan and get your ticket, because we are closing sales on May 1st at 11 p.m. Japan time. So Jessica, what are you most excited about when it comes to the weekend?
I am really looking forward to seeing how our awesome Japanese students interact with such a wide variety of native speakers.
Yes, and
some of the native speakers that we worked with last year are coming back, and I'm excited to see them again because everyone is so kind and so into this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not just like a job for a native speaker or something. Like, this is an opportunity for them too. So everyone is so looking forward to this opportunity. So yeah, I'm really excited just to sort of like monitor and watch our students just blossom by meeting all of these new native speakers and just seeing the conversations that happen.
I mean, what makes me most excited about this year in particular is this year, the spread or the variety of accents is even more diverse than it was last year, which native or near native accents. I mean, this is going to be such a unique opportunity to be in the room with so many different native or near native English accents.
Exactly. Guys, there is no other time that you're going to have this opportunity. Yeah. Literally. I mean, listen to all these accents. So we have a Scottish accent. Mm-hmm. We have a near native from Norway. Yeah. So a Norwegian accent. Yeah. New Zealand. And then American, of course. And then British.
Yeah. Like, look at
it's
that.
It's incredible.
That is so cool. I mean, we've spent the last few months selecting, like handpicking these guys, these amazing native speakers to work with you because they're kind, they're fun. They're in it for this with the same motivation that you guys are, right?
Yes,
to help you
exactly.
get to that, activate that English power, and they're going to help make it happen.
Exactly, exactly. So like in real life, right? Mm-hmm. What if you met a person with a difficult accent because maybe you only listen to American accents like
right,
us.
Right.
And then you meet someone who is Scottish or from New Zealand and you're just stunned and you can't understand anything they're saying. Mm-hmm. And this person isn't there to like talk to you. Like they're not excited to talk to you. So the conversation goes nowhere,
yeah.
right? But in this situation, all of these native speakers are there specifically to talk to you. That is why they're there. They want to meet you guys and
exactly.
interact. So yeah. there is no fear. There's no anxiety.
Yeah.
Like if the person says something and you're like, whoa, 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 that Scottish accent's kind of crazy. Could you slow down? Like that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, at times for our students here, there may be some fear, but it's what do we do with that fear in the room on that day?
Right.
We see it. And then we walk right through it, right? It means we're
yeah.
still going to reach out and have that conversation with that native speaker, complete the activity. And you guys,
right.
you're going to surprise yourself. That's what so
oh,
many
completely.
Students said last year. That's what Chisako said. That's
yeah.
what Yumiko said. Hitoko, Ayano, Akiko, they all said, you guys have heard them on the podcast. They've said that they surprised themselves how they were able to really connect despite not having
yeah.
perfect grammar.
Exactly. Yeah. Grammar doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I know. I have this image of like after the morning ended, just the students having big smiles on their faces and just a little bit like that sort of like head shake smile where you're like, did that just happen? And you're just kind of like, that's incredible that that just happened.
Yeah.
So the reason, one of the reasons why this works so well, you guys, is because you get to interact with these amazingly kind native speakers from all over the world in this mixture of structured activities along with some downtime so you could develop spontaneous conversation, right?
Exactly.
So it's this mix of like this structure where you have vocab, you have a task to complete.
Exactly.
So you, there's a thing you're doing with the native. You know what to say and what to do. And then in between, then that's your opportunity to be like, so, you know, I don't know a lot about Scotland. What do you eat for breakfast?
Right. You're going to have a chance to have those more casual, spontaneous conversations. And I mean,
yeah.
And that, and just leading into this, that's why we recommend the Kizuna or the Kizuna VIP plan. If you guys are over
for
there,
sure.
you're looking for the different plans. The vast majority of students, probably honestly 90% of our students so far have signed up for Kizuna or Kizuna
awesome.
VIP. They've really chosen the better plans because the best thing about those two levels is that you get the one of the best things is that you get the one-to-one
yeah.
coaching on Saturday
yes.
afternoon. And this is with a member of our team. You know, we're going to be doing it and another member of the team is also going to be doing this coaching one-on-one for 25 minutes just with you guys.
Yeah, the coaching is amazing, you guys. This is really, this is the step you take after that morning course
right.
to make sure that you have a personalized study plan moving forward.
Yes.
If you just attend the morning course, that's fantastic. You get all of the amazing benefits mm-hmm. and talking to all the natives and whatnot. But then what?
Right.
So as if you get to talk to a member of our team one-on-one, this personal session
mm-hmm.
where you can ask any questions that maybe came up that morning, like, you know, I really feel like I need to understand more. Like, what are some things I could do to improve my listening?
Yeah.
Or like anything
yes.
that came up that morning that you like, okay, like I am really proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
How can I experience this again? Like, how can I keep this forward momentum, this learning? How can I keep this going?
Exactly.
And so that's your chance to sort of set yourself up for future success.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
It really is. It's so true. And the other cool thing about those two plans is that you get a chance to hang out with us more, right? You'll get to see us at the informal happy hour the Friday evening. You'll be doing izakaya with us on Saturday evening.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot more contact with us. So we actually really get to know you guys. And that, I think, is actually my personal favorite part of the entire weekend, getting to know our listeners, our students who have committed to this Native English Power Weekend. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, for sure. There's not enough time in the morning for us to like personally have long conversations with every single person there, right? We're doing activities, we're going around the room and like interacting with everybody, right?
Yeah.
And so in the Kizuna and Kizuna VIP, that's where you get to have that time with Lindsay and I. Mm-hmm. So you can really get to know us, but like Lindsay said, what we're excited about is that we really get to know you.
Exactly, Jessica. That is so true. So guys, if you are ready to go and get your ticket, you know, again, go to allearsenglish.com/Japan and choose the Kizuna. Or of course, if you want even more time with us on Sunday, a chance to really go deeper, choose the Kizuna VIP plan. Because last year, I know I met with Ayano and she had so many questions. She was ready. She was preparing to move to New York, actually. And she had all of the questions prepared. She knew exactly what she wanted to do with that time.
Oh, I love it.
And we really maximized our time together.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The conversations that I had in that hour with the students that I got to spend that really personal time with were amazing.
Yeah.
Just about life, just talking about life and future goals and what has happened in the past to lead up to this moment, right? And just really motivating and the strongest connection, like a whole hour conversation, just you and me or just you and Lindsay.
Yeah.
Like, that's huge.
It's so awesome. It's so awesome. But Jessica, for our listeners who are maybe not coming to Japan, maybe they live in Germany, for example, or they live in Brazil. Maybe you guys will be joining us for a different Native English Power Weekend. Who knows where we're going next? But we want to show you guys how to deal with these different accents, right? So we're going to give you guys a technical skill on today's episode, and everyone is going to be able to use this skill, whether they're at the Native Weekend or not. Right, Jessica?
Right. Yeah, totally. Because, I mean, gosh, there are always times when maybe you're thinking about something else and you didn't hear what the other person said, or maybe it is because of a difficult accent. But these clarification phrases are definitely going to come in handy. So the first one, which is very polite, maybe this is the first time you've met this person, right? You could say, I'm so sorry. Would you mind repeating that?
Yeah, that sounds very polite, right? It sounds very, it sounds kind of like not imposing on someone. It's not rude at all. It's quite polite. It's quite nice, but it's also not too formal.
So. Right. Yeah. And that is something a native speaker would say, right? I mean, we're not going to teach you guys anything that's like a student-y textbook thing, right? This is all stuff that Lindsay and I would say too.
Yeah.
And the next one is super relaxed and natural. What's that one, Lindsay?
I love this one. It's, what'd you say?
Yeah, totally. So like we would never say, what did you say?
Yeah.
Like we don't separate our words like that, right?
Yeah.
So they all sort of become a mishmash together. And we're like, what'd you say?
Yeah, what'd you say? What'd you say? I love it. For sure. And then the next one that I think is very objective, like it works in so many different situations. It's just this. It's, what was that?
Yeah, totally. And that's not something that you would normally hear a student say or a non-native say, because it doesn't seem like you're asking for repetition of words.
Yeah.
Right? It seems like you're asking for, I don't know, like directions or like asking about an object or something. But no, we say this all the time. Like, what was that?
Right. I like it. It just feels so natural. I say it all the time. It's definitely in my vocabulary for sure.
Me too. Me too. Yeah. And then the last phrase, this isn't sort of like an idiomatic thing. And I say this a lot. I didn't quite catch that. I like it. It sounds like it's kind of cuter, but cute. It sounds really native, right? To throw that idiom in there. Yep. I didn't quite catch that.
Yeah. And it kind of it lets you take advantage of the fact of the opportunity of the moment. You know, in the IELTS side, we talk a lot about how to take advantage of the fact that maybe you're missing a word in that moment, or you made a mistake with better vocabulary that would up your score. This, I think, could do the same thing, but in the natural speaking world, right? It makes the moment kind of fun.
Exactly. And imagine if like you didn't have these phrases, right?
Yeah.
What would the other person feel or think? So if the other person says something and you're like, what did you say? Then that person is going to think, okay, like this guy's not going to understand me.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound natural or native, and probably wouldn't go much deeper with you in the conversation because they think, oh, well, you're not going to understand me. Mm. But if you ask using one of these phrases, then the person is like, okay, well, this happens all the time, right? People don't hear each other. I'll just repeat it.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jessica. So you're saying that these native phrases kind of unlock that deeper connection to go one level deeper for you and the native speaker. Yeah, that's such a good point.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because the other person has to feel like this conversation is possible.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's worth repeating so you can move forward and connect.
Yeah, so look what just a little vocabulary shift can do for that eventual connection, right? Where you could get, how deep you could get with that person. Sounds good to me. I like it, guys. So write these down. You know, if you are coming to the Native English Power Weekend, and we hope you are, then bring them with you, right? Study them, prepare. Yeah. You are going to get your own prep course, your 7-day prep course. So you'll know exactly what to study before the weekend. But guys, these can work in any context.
And may I just say that prep course is so fun.
It's
great. Guys, it's a 7-day like video based with like all these phrases and vocab that you can practice and tasks and activities. And this is really going to prepare you for that power weekend. It's fantastic.
Exactly. It's going to prepare you vocabulary wise and also mentality wise. It's going to get you in the right mind state to go in there and just tear it up, to be ready and to connect and just feel better about your English by the end. Guys, so guys, don't miss it. Remember, the sales are closing May 1st. No exceptions. So go over to allearsenglish.com/Japan. They close at 11 p.m. Japan time on May 1st. We'll see you there.
Yes, I'm so excited to meet you guys. It's going to be great.
All right, Jessica. See you soon. Take care.
All right, you too, Lindsay.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.